There was a famous Maisa, I believe in 1955, with the Belzer Rebbe and the Klausenberg, that the Maisa is brought down, that the Klausenberg Rebbe came to Israel for the first time, I believe it was in 1955. And he figured, well, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I got to see the Belzer Rebbe. So he went to the Belzer Rebbe. So the Belzer Rebbe asked him, how did you get here? Did you come by boat or did you come by plane? And then, so he didn't know which direction he was headed. He said, I came by plane. And the reason is because I figure it's less bittul Torah. It's harder to learn. It takes a long time. I took the plane. So the Belzer Rebbe said, you've done well, good choice. So then he said, what about, so the Belzer Rebbe, I guess, brought it up, or he brought it up to the Belzer Rebbe, what about Birkas HaGomel? So he asked, I guess, the Belzer Rebbe, and the Belzer Rebbe said, Shelo Yivarchu b'shem v'malchus. You can't say Birkas HaGomel with the shame of Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Ha'olam. Why? He said, because you're not be'eno geder yorde hayam. In other words, Gemara and Brachas, other places tell us that one of the four things, it comes from the Karban Todah, but the four times you're in a certain place, you get to say Birkas HaGomel, and one is if you cross over the water. So Pashtet, that's in a boat. So he says, if you fly over it, that's not considered yorde hayam, and therefore it's not so simple you can make a bracha, therefore make it without the Shem Malchus. So the Klausenberg said, okay, that's what the Belzer Rebbe says. Tzaddik goes there, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Okay, so listen to the Tzaddik. And therefore, if he says it's not a Sakana, it's Eino Begeder Yerde Ayam, so it's not Begeder Sakana, like we have Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's shtekel about how could the Rambam go against the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Shedim, and the Rambam says no Shedim. So Rav Yaakov says, now, once the Rambam Paskin no Shedim, so there were no more Shedim, but beforehand there were. Or as the Shagars Aryeh, there was someone came to him, I guess it was a Trefa Shaila, meaning Betrefa, not an animal, a human being. So according to the Shagars Aryeh Shita, this wasn't considered a Trefa. So the Pesach was, if you stay in the Shagars Aryeh's town, you'll live a normal life. But if you leave, you're going to have a din of a Trefa, and it's not going to end well. So we see the Halacha, they dictate the reality in a certain sense. So either way, so he says, I guess it's not a sakana mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. That was the maisa. However, the maisa continues. I think it was 1961. And so when he got there, this time he made a bracha with a birka. He made a bracha with the Shem Malchus. I guess I'm saying to Belzer, he might have passed away already. I'm not sure. Or he didn't go to him. He learned the first time. And he says that, so they ask, like, what do you mean? Why did you make one with the Shem Malchus now and not Shem Malchus before? So he answered, because I'm only making a birka Zagomel serif to another fact. What was the other fact? That, number one, I just recovered from a serious injury, from a surgery. In other words, it's a separate machlokas. How long, what's the statute of limitations? I think the Ramban gives you the three-day rule. But others say that the Divrei Chaim, which is with the Klausenberg and Divrei Chassanim, I think Rav Asher Weiss is from there. So he says you have a long time to make it. So he says, I went and this way made it on my own, just flying, but together with, I had to make a Birkas HaGomel because of a Zechola, so therefore I even made it with the Birkas, even with the, and I'm not going against the Belzer Rebbe. And then he quotes the Avidrum in Hilchos Brachos. They bring the Das HaRavid, all the Brachos they talk about in Perek HaRoah, the last Perek in Brachas, Avilo Hisko Shem Umachos, even if you don't mention Shem Umachos, Harei Hein Brachas. Kevin Shaheen Bracha, Shaheen Lahem Keva Mekian. Therefore, that's why the reason for the Bells of Rebbe not making. But that's the bottom line. In fact, I was flying to Israel once, and I was just speaking to someone, and he was a Bells of Chassid. So he knew his stuff. I said, so you're not going to make a beer? Dasha said, you're not going to make a beer so I could go mail. He said, no, I am, but without the shame of Malchus. I said, yeah, you're right. That's what he says. So that's the Maisa. However, comes along Dayan Weiss, the Mitzvah Minchas Yitzchak, and he says, you're misunderstanding what the Bells of Rebbe meant when he said, he just, the Pashas with Eino Beged the Yerdeyam, it's not a Sakana, and hence you don't have to make a Bracha. That's not what he meant. The Minchas Yitzchak says as follow, because it's another issue. He says, really going on a plane is a bigger Sakana than a boat. Whatever. That's what he says. Anyway, we can debate which one's a bigger sakana. But it's a yoter sakana, he writes, according to the Bells of Rebbe. So why would he make a birka sagomel? So why did he say to make a bracha without the shema machus? So he quotes from the Machzik Bracha, an interesting tshuva, shaila, that we know the famous Maisa with Akedah's Yitzchak. And Yitzchak survived the Akedah, so we don't find anywhere that Yitzchak made a Birkas HaGomel, or Abron Shenichnesu LePardes, or Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So we don't see them making a Birkas HaGomel after. Is that because they were in the Sakanon? Of course they were. We know it was life and death issues. So how come there's no Bracha? So that's what the Minchas Yitzchak discusses. Delo Tikan Rabban Nela Bitzara Haba Ala Adam Shelo Midaito. He brings up the following issue. All agree if it's a danger you had no control of and you went on it, so then you make a Birkas HaGomel. The shaila is, could I put myself in a Makam Sakana and then still make a Bracha? Could I climb, assuming Mount Everest is dangerous, whatever mountain you want to say, or any activity, and let's assume it definitely was Sakana, or you had to make a Birkas HaGomel because you're putting yourself there. We have that shaila in general. There's a Minchas Chinuch in other areas about, let's say, someone suicidal. Are you obligated to save his life or someone throwing money out the window? So there we have this issue about, we find this distinction in other areas of halacha where if it's self-inflicted, so maybe the halacha is different. So that's what he meant to say. It's not that, of course, airplane rides is very dangerous. And of course you'd make up Birkas HaGomel. Let's say you had to go on it. But going on an airplane, you have an option. You could take a boat or usually there's some other means. So therefore, that's why the Bells of Rebbe said not to make it with Shema Malchus, but not because it's Sakana. So that's a major debate, Minchas Yitzchak and the Klausinger, what's shot in the Bells of Rebbe. Everyone agrees the Bells of Rebbe says no, make Birkas HaGomel without Shema Malchus. The Shaila is why? Is it really, you shouldn't make anything because it's not a Sakana, but okay, but if you make it without Shema Malchus, you're okay? Well, no. The opposite, really, you should make it with the Shema Malchus. It's from a din of Sakana. The issue is that since you volunteered the flight, so therefore you would, I guess, so if you find a case where you're coerced, then maybe it wouldn't be an issue, the nafka mina. So those are the different shitas. So we find actually there is Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has a different shita. His shita is that by definition, you go on a plane, you're in a Sakana. In other words, that because since you, same thing as your day, Hayab, you can't function. Let's say something went wrong with your car, you wait for CAA, AAA to come by. But if you're in the plane, there's not much, you know, you're very limited what to do if the plane's on the way, if the plane breaks down in midair. Similarly on a boat, I mean, I guess you have some lifeboats and jackets to put on. But the point being is, where Moshe holds, by definition, I think you took a body sheet as well, that any plane ride you take, by definition, they discuss going over, some say only if you go over Yerdei Hayam, which obviously it's not because flying over the water is more dangerous than, at least in the water, I mean, I guess you could land in the water, maybe you won't blow up, as opposed to hitting a building. We could discuss which way is safe, none of them are safe, but which one you have a better survival rate. So that's the shaila. So what do you do here? So that's what they point out. That And that's Reb Moshe's Shita, even if there's no Yerde Hayam. So on one hand, you have people who say it's not a sakana at all. Think Reb Soloveitchik, they say over the Briska Rav when he was traveling to Switzerland from Israel, he said, don't ask me, I'm a posik, but I'm not making a bracha. Maybe he felt statistically, I mean, everyone agrees statistically it's safer on a plane. But I know I'm much more nervous on a plane than I am driving. I don't drive that much. So that's the Nakuda. And then Ramosha says you make it on, I think also the Satma Rebbe is also in the Bracha camp. So, Halacha, again, different Minhagim, but this seems to be the compromise of the Stipor, Zatzal, Rav Yashav, and the Chazon Ish. That depends. That's what we assume. If you go over your dayam, with the Svaridim, it gets into also how long the flight has to be. There's a 72-minute thing. So if it's a sakana, it's even less than 72, I'd say. But as they write in... like when they discuss going from ear to ear. Like, Ba'ashkenaz, Ein Mevarchim, Kishahochem, Me'ir Le'ir, Shavuchayvel, Behochem, Midbaros, the Shrichi Be Chayos Rose, Belistim. You only have to make a bracha when it's a danger. But Svar, Nohal, Mevarach, when they shakol, they go with that. I think it's a Yerushalmi, if I recall. Shakol, Hadracha, Mecheska, Sakana. However, Umiyu, Bepachos, Biparse, Ein Mevarach. But if it's less than a parasite, you don't have to make a bracha. V'mu makom muksak b'sakana b'yotia, then even on that. So, in general, whatever the criteria is, svardim are more, it depends, meko or machmir, depending if you assume making a bracha, b'yachar zagom, it's a ku or a chumra. But the mechaber is more meko on a bracha, even though it goes against the general principle that Ashkenaz, because he goes with the Rambam, that it's a potential bracha of Batoa, but here he holds it's not. So we hold, I guess, the Kol Adracha Meches, that's going on Tfilas HaDerach, not necessarily Birkas HaGomez, so that's a whole discussion. So I think the Chazon Ish has a pshara that I think many go with, that it depends, like, not any plane ride, but if you're going a plane ride over Yerde Hayam, and I guess perhaps Yerde Hamidbar, so then you'd make a bracha. But if not, you wouldn't. Maybe you'd make it without the Shema Malchus. And then there's a famous Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach to conclude on, that he says that since it's a whole issue, if you're in a situation, you know, whatever the situation, at the end of the day, you're misupik. Should I make a Birkas Agoma or not? So in the case of Suffolk, I guess, you know, we discussed many of the issues, but... Rav Shlomo Zalman says in the Birkas HaShachar at the end of the bracha after Amaveh Sheinai and he writes on, you say the Sigwainu Chasadim Tovim Baruch Ata Hashem Gomeh Chasadim Tovim Ramo Yisrael. You should have in mind the Birkas HaGoma, just like we have the Magen Avraham writes by Parsha Zohar when you say V'kei Rav Tanu Shimcha Hagado in the Birkas Kriyashma, you should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Yemitzvah Daraisa of Zohar, and I think the Malbim writes in Artos Achayim this week, Parshas Pura, some Yeshom in Daraisa. Some say this means Parshas Pura, but so where do we find the mitzvah of Parshas Pura? So he says, really, it's an atonement for the Cheda Ego. So therefore, Zoharot, you have a mitzvah not to forget the sin, what happened in to the Jews, i.e. the Cheder Ego, so we don't want to mention it directly for goodness of Chai Israel. So therefore, we say Bir Parshas Para, and Para Mechaper for the Ego, and that's the different Minhagim. So that's the issue. Birkas HaGomel, the famous Maisa with the Belza Rebbe and the Kozinger about whether Eino Begedia Yorde Hayam, whether flying isn't a sakana at all, as the Kozinger understood the Belza, or as the Dayan Weiss understood him, no. It's a sakana, but you volunteered it, like we find by Kedis Yitzchak, Abra Tzvichim before going to the paradise. And just by the way, it's a separate machlokas also regarding al bar strichin lahodes, whether birkas hagomim is a chiyev or it's just a mitzvah. So machlokas achronim, and then we had the other shitas that Ramosha, by definition, flying is a danger. And then you have other shitas that if you look at the odds are statistically it's safer. So you have yesh v'yesh, so you have, according to the Klausinger, you have no bracha with the Shema Machos on a plane ride because it's not dangerous. You have Ramosha on every ride you make one. And then you have the middle approach, only if it's yard, if you cross over the water or cross over the midbar, so then you would make it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Hagomel and Tovim when you still have in mind to fulfill and keep Makam Safik, have in mind to fulfill your mitzvah daraisa or your whether it's a mitzvah daraisa or a chiyuv daraisa with of birkas Hagomel.